This is Bill Thomas at Prairie Public, and I've got Eloise Brechtern from the Fargo-Moorhead Community Theater, an organization that has been much on many people's minds because you had something very difficult happen. Your building, which is used not only by you but by many other groups, and a building that, gosh, so many people have been in to see something or be in a production or have their kids go there. And the building has been damaged, and we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
But if I could start off with asking about some of the upcoming activities that would have been in the building and what's going on with them, because you haven't been canceling things, you've been going ahead. And the next thing is the Fargo Famous Talent Show, which is a fundraiser for you guys.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. That's taking place this Friday at the Radisson at 7:30. We have 8 contestants, which will be really fun. We have jugglers, comedians, people tapping, people singing. So we invite everybody to join us. This is at no charge. It's pay at the door, whatever you want. And as the evening goes on, there'll be a first, second, and third place that will be chosen by the judges. And then we will also have the opportunity for the people that are visiting us to buy dollar tickets and put it in the bucket for which person they okay. think is the best.
Well, that's a good way to raise some money, too. One of the things, you know, when I think of a talent show, I always think, oh, people getting up there with a guitar and singing a song or the piano or something like that. I love the idea that it's so much more than that.
If you have a talent. One year we had a girl up there doing puzzles. So, you know, it's just fun.
Well, and you had a yo-yoist, or what do you call somebody who does the yo-yo?
You know, I'm not sure. He does the yo-yo. And he was our winner last year, and he will be back with us during intermission.
And the event is not at the building. You moved it to the Radisson. How hard was it to find a place? They just were open? Or
I have been overwhelmed by the support that the community has given to the Fargo-Moorhead Community Theater. It's just been amazing. It's really heartwarming. And we called up the Radisson because we didn't have a place, and they said, sure, we would love to help you. And boom,
that's nice. Now, another thing I know that a lot of people have been anticipating is you have a production of Little Women. And this is the musical. This is the version that's been on Broadway?
Correct. It's the musical that was on Broadway.
And so what are you going to do for that?
We're still searching for a place. We've got something on the line, but it's not finalized yet. But as soon as we get that information, we'll get it out to the public. But that show is scheduled to run February 8th through the 16th.
But the dates might be a little different.
They might be a little different. Maybe the beginning will be different. Maybe the end will be different.
Okay. Well, Little Women, of course, because of the movie that's just come out, and there was just last year, there was a PBS production, and it's just Little Women's never really been out of production, it seems.
No, it just doesn't age. It really has a story to tell. It's one of my favorite books, actually. I read it when I was quite young, and it really shows the strength of a woman during an era when women really didn't have many opportunities.
Yeah, well, and of course that's brought out in the production. And I haven't heard any of the music that goes with this. It'll be really interesting to see what kind of music they build around the story of Little Women.
So there's some great voices in this production, and there's a little bit of choreography, so a little bit of dance, and yeah, I think it'll be great.
Huh, yeah, well, I'm sure the recent movie and its success will boost attendance at that. So let's get to the question everybody's asking all the time. The building, can you even go in it?
Well, the building is red tagged by the city, so that doesn't mean that it's condemned. It means that it's unsafe to have the public enter. As the owner of the buildings, we can go in, but we need to be very careful, and the structural engineers have instructed us how to move through that building carefully.
Ah, okay. And now, so is it, you know, at first it was the beam cracked, and then you heard like, oh, it's sinking more. Is it going to collapse on us? Or?
It was only a few days after this happened that we actually had, a few days later I had the structural engineers come in. But then we had a company come in that they call it shoring it up. So there are supports from the bottom of the floor all the way to the top where the beams are. And they came in and did some extra shoring. So it's very secure right now. We don't want to make a lot of noise. We don't want to go in there and bang things around. But it is safe for us to walk through it.
So one of the things early on, people were worried, well, maybe the whole building will have to go. Or what? I mean, what's it looking like?
Well, we've been working with the insurance agent and the different structural engineers, and no, the building is not going to be demolished. It's not going to be torn down. What we have found is it was a structural issue within the roof beams, and so we are going to have to remove it, remove the roof, take out the beams, and have all of that replaced. And that probably includes the catwalks.
Mm-hmm. Which are a vital part, obviously, of doing music and theatrical productions.
Right, right.
Now, if you're replacing the whole roof and doing all this work, what are you thinking about? Are you just going to restore it back like it was? Or?
Well, the board is actually in discussions about that right now. Now that we know what's wrong, it's do we, let's call it an opportunity, do we take this opportunity to actually do some renovations in the upper section of the building and some other just general renovations that we need in this building. Building is 52 years old, mm-hmm. So it's probably time to start looking at how can we update this.
Anybody who's worked with a church or nonprofit organization, when they heard about this, they probably thought like, oh, how are you going to pay for that? Mm-hmm. And what are you thinking? I mean, you mentioned insurance.
Right. Insurance will cover some of the costs related specifically to the theater. We don't know exactly how much yet. But certainly some type of capital campaign will be involved with this. We need those donations. Those donations keep us going. Even as we go this year from place to place with our productions, that's more costly for us to have to do that because
right,
we have to rent spaces.
And time and effort and everything mm-hmm. is more, too. Yeah.
Right.
Well, so all the more reason to come to Fargo Famous Talent Show and support FMCT with a donation at the door. Thank you so much for coming and talking
well,
with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
That was Eloise Brechtern from the Fargo-Moorhead Community Theater. The roof of their building has had problems from the snow, and they're working on it, as you heard, and hoping to be back in shape. And meanwhile, continuing with their programming, including tonight, a fundraiser, the Fargo Famous Talent Show at the Radisson at 7:30. So you might want to join them for that. This is Bill Thomas at Prairie Public.